This content is AI-generated for informational purposes only and should not be directly used for clinical decision-making.
Hello, and welcome back to the Neurosurgery Hub podcast. I'm Dr. Aris, Senior Attending Neurosurgeon.
And I'm Dr. Alara, Research Fellow. Today we're looking at a fascinating new study from the Journal of Neuro-Oncology, published in 2026 by Haddad and colleagues out of Leipzig. It's a meta-analysis focusing on salvage surgery following primary treatment in recurrent vestibular schwannoma, specifically looking at surgical outcomes and progression-free survival.
This is a timely topic, Alara. We know that vestibular schwannomas, these benign tumors of the eighth cranial nerve, can usually be managed quite well with observation, microsurgery, or radiosurgery. But when they recur, we're often entering a no-man's land of surgical difficulty. The primary goal of a first-time surgery is typically gross total resection, or GTR. But as we see in this paper, the management of recurrence is a different beast entirely.
Exactly. The authors point out that while the risk of true tumor recurrence after a GTR is actually quite low, around 3 to 4%, the numbers change significantly if the first surgery was less than complete. If you had a near total resection, or NTR, the recurrence rate jumps to about 9.5%. And if it was a subtotal resection, or STR, it can be as high as 30.8%.
Those are vital numbers for our residents to keep in mind for long-term surveillance. This paper specifically looked at salvage surgery. Can you walk us through their methodology?
Of course. It was a systematic meta-analysis conducted according to PRISMA guidelines. They searched PubMed for terms like acoustic neuroma regrowth and vestibular schwannoma recurrence. They were quite strict. They excluded NF2-related schwannomatosis to keep the cohort homogeneous. Out of over 800 initial entries, they narrowed it down to 10 studies involving 359 patients who underwent repeat microsurgical resection.
359 patients across 10 studies. That's not a massive number, but it reflects how rare these redo cases are. What were they looking for as their primary endpoint?
The primary endpoint was progression-free survival, or PFS. Secondary endpoints included the GTR rate in the salvage setting, facial nerve function, specifically using the Hausbrockmann scale, hearing preservation, and common postoperative complications like CSF leakage, ischemia, or the need for a shunt.
Let's dive into the results. Salvage surgery is notoriously technically demanding, as the authors put it, mostly due to scarring and adhesions from the previous intervention. Did the data reflect that in the resection rates?
It did. The pooled GTR rate for these salvage procedures was 0.71, or 71%. That's lower than what we'd expect in most primary series. It really highlights the difficulty of the second look. When there are dense adhesions, especially around the facial nerve or brainstem, surgeons are often forced to leave a small remnant to preserve function.
And what about the primary endpoint, the PFS? Did the salvage surgery actually work to stop the tumor?
This was one of the most interesting findings, though it comes with a caveat. Four of the studies, comprising 49 patients, reported on PFS, and they actually showed a pooled proportion of 1.00, meaning no tumor recurrences were reported in those specific cohorts during the follow-up period.
That's an encouraging number, but with only 49 patients, we have to be cautious. It suggests that if you can get in there and re-resect, you achieve excellent local control. But as we both know, the price of that control in a redo case is often paid in cranial nerve morbidity. What did the meta-analysis find regarding the facial nerve?
That was the most significant downside. The pooled rate for postoperative facial nerve deterioration was 43%. Nearly half of the patients saw a decline in their Hausbrockmann scale. The paper notes that this is substantially higher than primary surgery, where the anatomy hasn't been distorted by previous surgical scarring or radiation-induced changes.
43% is a sobering statistic to share during a pre-op consent. It really reinforces why we sometimes lean towards SRS, stereotactic radiosurgery, for small recurrences. But as the paper mentions, repeat microsurgery remains essential for large symptomatic recurrences, brainstem compression, or cases where radiosurgery has already failed.
Right, and it wasn't just the facial nerve. The most frequent general complication was cerebrospinal fluid leakage, which occurred in 11% of cases. They also looked at hydrocephalus and shunt dependency, which are always concerns when you're working in the cerebellopontine angle for a second or third time.
Did they mention anything about hearing preservation?
They did, but as you might expect in recurrent cases, the rates of hearing preservation were very low. In many of these patients, hearing is already compromised from the primary treatment or the recurrence itself.
Looking at the big picture of the study, what are the takeaways for the practicing neurosurgeon?
The authors conclude that while salvage surgery provides good tumor control, it carries a higher risk of facial nerve deterioration and other complications compared with primary surgery. They also pointed out a major limitation in our field. The evidence is currently limited to small, retrospective, single-center series. There's a lot of heterogeneity in how these outcomes are reported.
That's a call to action for us. We need standardized reporting and, ideally, prospective multi-center studies. It's hard to build a definitive treatment algorithm when you're dealing with such varied data. For a resident listening, how should they interpret the 71% GTR rate in this context?
I think the takeaway is that GTR should not be pursued at all costs in a salvage setting. If the adhesions to the facial nerve are too dense, the risk of a House Brackmann grade 5 or 6 is real. 43% deterioration is a high price. The goal is safe maximal resection.
Well said. This study by Haddad and the Leipzig group really clarifies the risks we face. It's a reminder that the first surgery is the best chance for a cure, and if we have to go back in, we must do so with extreme caution and clear communication with the patient about the 11% CSF leak risk and the high probability of facial nerve decline.
Exactly. And for the researchers out there, the paper emphasizes that we need more detailed reporting on the type of primary treatment, whether the recurrence followed a previous STR, NTR, or even a failed SRS, as those initial conditions likely change the landscape of the salvage surgery.
It's a challenging condition, no doubt, but meta-analysis like this give us the numbers we need to make better clinical decisions.
Definitely. It was a great deep dive into a very specific and difficult area of skull-based surgery.
Thank you, Alara. That's all the time we have for today. To our listeners, keep an eye on those subtotal resections. Long-term surveillance is key.
Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time on the Neurosurgery Hub podcast.
Goodbye.